Do you have an offer that can't be refused? If not, then listen to today's episode, because today I want to share with you some strategies that will help you to create a magnetic offer that will attract more people and that will help you to sell more your products and services, and you will have an offer that people want to grab from both of their hands. And the episode begins after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers, and my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. Making offers is one of the highest value activities for your business, because if you are not making enough offers and if your offers are not attractive and irresistible, then in that case you may have the best funnel in the world, you may have an amazingly written sales letter, sales copy, and you did a great video, everything is great, but if your offer is not good enough, people will not move and they will not take action, because ultimately when people are going to take out their credit cards and going to make the payment, they see the offer, that how valuable the offer is for them. Are they going to get the solutions of their problem or not? So if your offer is not able to give them the clarity that it is going to help them and it is going to solve the problem that they are facing, then in that case nothing will work, and you will not be able to sell your products. So it's a high value activity that you should work on your offer, and you should make enough offers and see that which offer is converting great. And once you have the offer which is like converting more people and people are finding useful, you should promote that offer as much as you can. And also one more thing which is very important is if your offer is valuable and solve the real problem for your audience, the word here is real problem. So you should focus on real problems that they are facing. Don't try to add the things which actually just you have created in your mind and which are not actually solving any real problem for your audience. So you should understand your audience well and know exactly what real problems they are facing in their life, and your offer should be solving those problems. And if it's happening, then the people will grab your offer with both of their hands. So now let's just see that how you can craft a magnetic offer that people can't refuse. So let's just do it step by step. So the first thing that you need to do is to make an offer that people can't refuse. First thing, understand your target market well. Okay, you have to do the research and you have to come up with few things which are really important to craft an offer. So go and research about your target market and research that what are their pain points, what are their desires, their challenges, the problems that they are facing and the dreams that they have. So write down all these things. You have to research and see that what are their pain points, their desires, challenges, problems and dreams. And this is really important, because unless you don't know that what problem they are facing, what are their pain points and what they really want to achieve in their life, you will not be able to make an offer, because ultimately your offer is doing what? Your offer is helping them to reach somewhere. So they are currently having some problem and they are not able to move, and your offer, your product, your service will help them to get the desired result. So until and unless you don't know that what are their currently they are facing, the problems, their pain points, their challenges, and where they want to go, like what are their dreams, desires and goals, you will not be able to craft an offer which will accomplish the goal that is moving them from point A to point B, moving them from their current state to their desired state. So this is the first step. Okay, understand your target market. Now once you have did the research and now you have your target market, the second step is you have to write down the challenges and problems. Okay, this is the first thing, because challenges and problems is what we are going to solve with our products. Ultimately, the products that we offer, so basically in this community we have coaches. Okay, if you are someone who is building your coaching business, you are a digital coach, what you are doing with your product, you have a program, you have a mastermind, you have a course, and the goal of the, and ultimately this course, this program, this mastermind is helping people to solve their problems. So write down all the problems and challenges that the people are facing, list it down, think about it, and write as many as possible. Okay, everything which is coming up in your mind and everything which you can find on the internet, the people are asking questions on Amazon, on YouTube, on Google, just go and see on Quora, different platforms, just go see what people are asking and just write them down. Okay, so this is the second step. Now let's just see what's next. So after doing this activity, what you need to do, you need to write down the solution for each problem and the challenge that they are facing. Okay, so you have to write down the solution, what could be the solution, just write down that this is the solution of the problem. Okay, because you are an expert of this particular field, so you should know, okay, this is the problem, how it could be solved. Okay, so there are few problems that could be solved by just giving the information. There are few problems that could be solved by recommending some tool. There are few the problems that would be solved when you put them in particular activity where they will do the activity and they will get the solution. So you have to figure it out. Okay, what would be the possible solution for the problems that you have written down. Okay, so this is the third step. Now let's move to the fourth step. The fourth step is see that how many pain points you are able to remove. So your focus should be to removing the maximum number of pain points. Okay, so try to remove as many pain points as possible. So you have written down the pain points. The goal here is to reduce the pain points and try to remove as many pain points as possible. So when you write down the solutions of all the problems, just see that how many pain points are actually you are able to solve after the people will get those solutions. Now the fifth step is now write down the list of all the things you can offer to solve these problems. Okay, so basically you have written down the solution. Now you have to write down the things that you are going to offer that will solve this problem. Okay, so it could be the video, it could be the course, it could be the tool, it could be some activity, it could be some sheet, it could be some worksheet, some template. So you have to figure out, okay, what you are going to give, what you are going to offer that will solve this problem. Okay, and keep in mind that the things that you are offering, you should know exactly that you will be able to deliver those things. Okay, don't just write down the things which you can't deliver. Okay, so this is very important, and each thing that you are offering must be solving a problem that they are facing or will face while executing your solution. Okay, this is highly important that each thing that you are offering must be solving a problem that they are facing or they will face while executing your solution. So when they are when they will be executing your solution, they will face few challenges. So you have to keep in mind, okay, when the people will executing my solutions, what problem they could face, and you have to provide the solution in advance. Okay, in your offer you have to include those things as well, so that this journey will be smooth and they will be able to execute everything smoothly and ultimately get the results, because the goal here is to help them to get the result. If they will get the result, it's your success, it's the success of your product. So you have to make this journey as smooth as possible. So for that you have to keep in mind that what challenges they could face when they will be executing your solution, and when you know this thing, you will be able to create a much better offer that people want to grab. Okay, so this is very important. And the last step is write down the value of each solution. Okay, so you have like given the solution of each and every problem. Now you have to write down the value. What is the value of that solution? How much valuable that solution is according to you? So for that you can write this value on the basis of the amount of money that you invest to get the solution, or the cost to people if they do not get the solution. Okay, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Here you have to write down the value. For suppose you are offering a course, so you will write down the value of that course, how valuable that course is. Suppose you have written down the value, I would say $97. So why you have written $97? So first thing, it could be the amount of money that you will invest to get the solution. Okay, if you are in that situation, will you invest $97 to get the solution of that problem? If you will invest, then it's okay, you can give it the value $97. Or if people will not get the solution of that particular problem, is it going to cost them this much money? Okay, is it going to cost them this much money? So if you think that okay, this problem is going to cost them the money if they will not buy the solution, if they will not get the solution, so you can give the value to your product. Okay, so this is how you value each and every product that you are offering, each and everything that you are offering, and this is very important, because it will show the people that okay, how valuable the solution is. And if they can't see the value, they will not take action. You have to increase the perceived value. Okay, this concept of perceived value I have learned from one of my mentor, Russell Brunson. So basically you have to increase the perceived value, how valuable your product is, your offer is, and the higher the perceived value, the higher the chances the people will grab it. So this is how you increase the perceived value, by adding the things which are solving the problem, and you will show them exactly how much valuable it is by writing down, by giving it a value. So this, if you will follow all these steps, you will have a much better offer, a magnetic offer that will attract more people, that will help you to convert more, and this offer will ultimately increase the conversion rates on your landing pages, on your funnels, because when people visit your website, when people are on your landing page, ultimately when they are going to make the decision, they will see the offer. So if your offer is attractive enough, they will take action, your conversion rates will be high, you will be generating more revenues and making more profits. So let's just summarize again, what are the steps. So the first step is understand your target market, their pain points, desires, challenges, problems, dreams, everything. Okay, so understand your target market, write down the problems and the challenges that they are facing, then write down the solution for each problem and challenge that they are facing. Then see how many pain points you are able to remove. Now fifth step is write down the list of all the things that you can offer to solve these problems. You have already written down the problem, so now write down the list of all the things that you can offer to solve these problems. And number six, give the value to each solution that you are providing. So follow these steps and you will be able to craft a really magnetic offer. Okay, so that's all for this episode. I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.